Now, we're talking about waiting lists with Sean and the amount of people queuing up for viewing apartments in Dublin and all over the country. But Maria's got a different kind of waiting list to tell us about.
Yeah, so there are 12,000 people on a waiting list for a deodorant.
What's so special about
deodorant?
What's so special about it?
It's called Mega Babe Rosy Pits. I, to be honest, would buy it for that alone.
I was skeptical up until the point you told me the name.
Are you sure that isn't the name of one of the My Little Ponies?
It should be.
Yeah,
Rosy Pits. It's made by a woman called Katie Storino, and she's basically made it with no aluminium salts or no baking powder. So the aluminium salts are like, they're an active ingredient in any antiperspirant deodorant.
Right.
And the baking powder is a traditional ingredient that they would use in natural deodorants.
Okay.
So she's figured out a way, and it's taken her a long time, but she's figured out a way to make it without these two things. So 12,000 people have signed up to...
I thought you could get those already, kind of, you know...
Paraben-free.
Yeah, skin-friendly ones.
But obviously not without baking powder.
Not like this. This one contains sandalwood, sage, coconut extract, green tea, and vitamin E. And it's a roll-on, which I have a little bit of a problem with. I haven't used a roll-on since my mother gave me my first mum deodorant.
Oh my God.
In secondary school.
My mother gave me my first... and it was a pink mum.
Nice.
I got it when I went to secondary school. It was like I would come of age.
Yeah, it's a rite of passage for a little girl.
Terwin's adolescent is very confusing.
Spent the first 2 years of my secondary school life smelling like roses and petunias.
But that's not everything, because like the deodorant is one thing. There's something. Did you say there's something with 50,000 people on it?
Well, yeah, I'll get to
that.
Before that, there's 15,000 people on a waiting list for this Irish product.
Oh.
So it's a cleansing balm. They're called Pestle and Mortar. It's basically, they claim to get rid of every single trace of makeup, even the stubborn bits of makeup on your skin.
15,000 people waiting.
15,000 people.
And what's taking the people so long? They just have to manufacture it themselves, that kind of stuff. So people just sign up.
The demand is so massive that
start quicker, will you?
The demand is so massive that they keep selling out. So they've make these waiting lists of people, and then it's just meeting the demand, which is obviously
good to know for a small business that you have like 15,000 customers. Although you do have to then fulfill the orders,
And then this one's my favourite one actually.
Okay.
There's 165,000 people on a waiting list for a tweezers.
Ah, lads,
a tweezers.
No. Why?
What's so good about the tweezers?
This is La Tweeze. It's a company called La Tweeze, right? And they make these ombre tweezers. So that's just the colour of it, the design on it. Mm. But the very tip of the tweezers has diamond dust on it. And apparently that grabs every little teeny tiny hair that you could possibly get.
But like,
so it's just got super grip.
Yeah, no hair be left behind, but also has an LED light in the middle of it.
Oh, that's clever.
See it.
Yeah,
it's like 30 quid. It's about 30 quid.
165,000
people on the wait list.
Claire's accessories. Go to Boots.
No, because they haven't got diamond tips and a built-in light.
The diamond powder tips is ridiculous.
Listen, that's my favourite one.
For a man with as much nasal hair as you have, I think you should.
I wouldn't be
turning my nose up, so to speak.
I have that Chinese shaver I got that tears the hair out of your nose like there's no tomorrow.
It's
I'm
also
fine.
A 5-in-1.
Yeah. It is. Do you have a toothbrush?
Do you have to bring the Chinese shaver to work? She's been sitting out there for half an hour.
Well, the last one then is there's 50,000 people on a waiting list for a beauty tool called the Face Blaster.
You'll have to keep talking, Maria, before you see
it. It's made by a girl called Ashley Black. It claims to de-puff double chins, zap cellulite. It can relieve migraines, release tension. And it got so popular that they had to limit purchases to 5 per person.
My God.
And they're like
a
100 quid.
We're in the wrong game, Whelan.
Every time I look in the mirror each morning, it looks like I've had a go with a face blaster. Oh my God, that's not my head.
Thank you, Maria.